I'm Paul Quayle, the Director of APAC Assistance. I'm doing a quick roundup of the main issues in South Asia this Thursday, the 3rd of January. Firstly, in Sri Lanka, more than 95,000 suspects were arrested by Sri Lankan police for drug possession during 2018 raids. The suspects were arrested for possession of drugs including heroin, cocaine, hashish, cannabis, and methamphetamine. Over 730 kilograms of heroin with an approximate street value of $4.5 million was seized during the raids. Excuse me. Drug trafficking by criminal gangs is a major concern for law enforcement agencies in Sri Lanka. More than 200 people were killed in gang-related murders in 2018, and much of that was drug-related violence. Clients are advised to be aware of drug-related violence in Colombo and the other major cities of Sri Lanka. Avoid Colombo nightlife areas where the gangs are known to be active. In India, violent protests were reported across the South Indian state of Kerala again yesterday after two women in their 40s entered the Sabarimala temple. One supporter of the Bharatiya Janata Party was killed in clashes during a process in Pandalam. The supporters of Communist Party of India, Marxists who are in support of entry of women of all ages inside the temple, allegedly attacked the protest. Several people were injured in such clashes across the state, and several buses were stoned in Trivandrum, Kollam and Kochi. The protesters forced shops to close in many towns and block traffic. Clients are again advised to avoid prominent landmarks expected to host further protests related to this issue. Monitor our alerts, advisories and assessments. You can check us out at www.apacassistance.com and inquire about our risk management membership products. Thank you.